Right, I'm going to show you how we're making upwards of $2,000 a day with free Google traffic. That is by leveraging free Google search traffic through AI. I'm going to break down the exact SEO strategy behind my new brand that I'm building that's responsible for multiple six figures generated in about 6 months. Now, this is simple. It's not easy at all, but you should be able to replicate it for your own business. Okay, so this is the site right here, right? This is the growth we're having. As you can see, it is being like a rocket. Now, don't focus too much on the number here. The number is great. The higher, the better, right? We have to focus on the intent of this traffic. And I'll go over that in just a second here. But this is the brand. We're doing multiple six figures, and that's all you have to do. You have to know, sorry, and I'm going to break down exactly what we're doing in terms of SEO. If you don't know, SEO stands for search engine optimization. It is the process of optimizing a site for that when someone searches for a certain keyword on Google, right? There's all these results, and your site shows up first. And again, if people are searching for buying backpacks in Portugal, right? If you show up first, people will buy your backpacks because you show up first, right? It's very valuable to show up first on Google for all the searches, right? What we're doing to make this much money every single day is leveraging and ranking our site for specific keywords that actually have people buy our software, okay? So let's break it down. Let's break down exactly what we're doing. And this is going to be a boring video. It's going to be a long one, but I won't hold anything back. I'm going to show you exactly behind the curtains on exactly what we're doing to see this growth right here. Okay, so first things first, and it is quite a obvious one, is simply focusing on high buying intent keywords, right? And like I said before, the number here, right, it is good, but it doesn't really matter, right? Because if all of these people, all these 320 people were just not ready to buy, so they were just searching for non-buying intent keywords, it would be pointless for us to rank. Let me give you an example, right? If I go here, right, and I always like to draw the keyword matrix, that's what I call it, where in the y-axis we have the BY, which is buying intent, and in the x-axis we have traffic, and the higher the traffic, of course, the higher the competition, okay? And so once you have a list of keywords, and I'm gonna give you another example. Let's say this is your list of keywords, right? You have all your keywords that you wanna rank for, right? Okay, I wanna rank for these keywords, and so I'm gonna start optimizing my site to rank for those keywords, right? And you're gonna notice that some of the keywords have high buying intent, some of them have more traffic, some of them have lower traffic, some of them have low buying intent. And what does this mean, right? Let's say, for example, I have a business, right? I have an iPhone repair shop, okay? People come into my shop and I repair their iPhones, right? Before they come into my shop, they come to my website, okay? Okay, they come from the website to the shop, okay? Now, my site can rank for keywords, for example, like where can I repair my iPhone or how much does it cost to repair an iPhone? Now, it can also rank for keywords like how to repair an iPhone. And let's say, for example, the keyword how to repair an iPhone has 10,000 searches per month, 10K. And both these two, the where and how much, only have 1,000, okay? One might think, okay, maybe I'm just gonna target this keyword right here because, I mean, it has 10,000 searches per month and it's more or less in the same niche, right? If people are searching for how, I mean, they might wanna repair their iPhones. The thing is that the buying intent on these ones is so much higher than on this one right here, okay? And trust me, this is all gonna make sense in the end when I apply this to my actual business, right? But people searching for where or how much does it cost to repair an iPhone, we can assume that they're much more likely to want to have someone repair their iPhone for them than someone searching for how. Right? Someone searching for how, we can assume that, okay, if they're searching for how, most likely they want to do it themselves and not so much pay someone to do it for them. Now, of course, out of these 10,000 people, some of them will actually convert, right, and come in the store and actually have me and pay me to repair their iPhone. But again, the buying intent for keywords like where or how much, this keyword, the intent of the keyword tells me, okay, these people want to pay someone to do it for them, right? And then going back here, that's the reason why you do not want to target keywords here or here. Because yes, you might get traffic. Yes, you might see this number go up, right? But it's pointless because people here and here will not buy from you, or the likelihood that they're going to buy from you is much lower, right? So you want to go for keywords here and here, right? High buying intent, low traffic in this case, high buying intent, high traffic, okay? These are the keywords you want to target, right? And you have to do this. You have to sit down and do this for your business, right? Do a list of your keywords, right? And then populate this matrix and see, okay, I'm not gonna target keywords here nor here because it's dumb. Because I mean, yes, I might increase the traffic. And if you're an agency, if usually SEO agencies like to do this, right? They tell the customer, oh, I just increase your traffic by 1,000. But at the end of the day, right, the business owner only cares about money, right? And if they're getting traffic to their business, but no one is actually buying, it's pointless that this number says 1,000. Because I mean, you're getting people into your site, but they're just in there to learn to be getting informational things, right? Okay, not to say that people not to say that if you're ranking for keywords here and here, some of these people might not convert. I mean, they might, right? Of course, obvious, but they are much more likely to convert if you target keywords here and here, Okay, so apply this to your business. Sit down and think, okay, what keywords do I want to rank for, and which ones fit here and here? Okay, this is very important. And keyword research is one of the most important things about SEO. And oftentimes people just skip this. And what happens is you spend a lot of time and resources ranking for keywords that at the end of the day, they might move the needle and might increase some vanity metrics like traffic, but they will not bring more money to your business. And if they do, it's not as much money as if you were ranking for buying intent keywords. Okay, so again, hopefully this made sense. Now, how do I apply this to my business, right? Our business, again, you don't have to buy this. I'm not trying to promo this. We are an AI article writing software that also auto-publishes to your blogs on autopilot and syndicates social media, right? That's what we do, right? People pay us, and we allow them to generate articles and publish them to their blog, right? Now, what's a high buying intent keyword for us? It is, for example, article generator or auto-blog, automatic blogging, automatic content syndication, WordPress to Facebook, right? So all of these are high buying intent keywords, right? The keyword in the keyword itself says, okay, if someone's searching for AI article generator, we can assume that most likely they want to try the AI article generator, right? So these are high buying intent keywords. And again, you need to sit down and apply this and think of which one of the keywords are high buying intent for your business. But for example, what would be a low buying intent keyword for us? It could be, for example, AI generator, right? Just the keyword AI generator. Now, of course, someone searching for AI generator, they might be looking for a written content generator, but they might also be looking for image generator, or I don't know, some different types of generators. So it's too broad of a keyword to have high buying intent, right? It could be maybe here, right? Or even here, okay? So again, you gotta sit down and think for your business what you do. And this is exactly what we're doing, right? We're only building out pages, and only like these pages you see here, we're only building them out, trying to rank for high buying intent keywords. And I'll go over exactly more of those keywords in this, I think it's this one or this one, so you can actually see what these keywords are. But again, don't focus on low buying intent keywords because it's just a waste of time. That's the very, very first thing. Now, second thing is leverage your competitors. And these two are tied with each other. I'm going to show you exactly why. So, leverage your competitors by building competitor or alternative pages. What does this mean? So, for example, as you can see here, some of the pages that have a lot of traffic is one of these one right here. For example, this is an alternative page, right? This is a competitor of ours versus ours. So, competitor versus our software, which is better? And it's a comparison article comparing both tools with videos and a bunch more stuff, right? Doesn't really matter what the on page here right here is, right? And what we're doing here is we're leveraging our competitor's brand name, doing comparison or alternative pages. What this means is we are trying to rank for keywords that have high buying intent, which are keywords, for example, like the ones I'm going to show you right now. So, for example, competitor A, alternative, right? Someone searching for this keyword, first, it has a very, very high buying intent, right? This is the highest buying intent you can get. Why? Because someone searching for competitor alternative, for example, let's put it this way, Shopify alternative. Someone searching for Shopify alternative, one, they know what Shopify is. Most likely they've tried it because they're looking for an alternative. And because they're looking for an alternative, they want to actually try something else, right? So in the keywords, it says, okay, I am looking to buy or to try something else because I don't particularly like this, or it's too pricey or whatever, right? This is the highest buying intent keyword you can have. And that's what we're doing here, right? We have a bunch of comparison pages, as you see here, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, and we have more. 5, I mean, we're just getting started with this. As you see, the traffic isn't too high yet, but this is the responsible for a lot of money we're making. Because again, yes, this page only gets 100 in traffic, 11, sorry. But the people that are going to the page are highly targeted, right? Because they're looking for an alternative to this tool, right? And we have all these down here. If you just scroll down here, we have all these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we should probably have more. And we should probably be updating these on a regular basis. Now, that's a lot of work and we try to do work every day. And I'm not telling this is perfect, right? We have still a lot of long way to go. But we try to refresh this up and make them better every single day, right? Now, again, this is what you need to do. Leverage your competitor's brand name. Because again, someone looking for an alternative or a comparison, right? This versus that, Shopify versus whatever. Alternative to Shopify, Shopify alternative, best alternative to Shopify, whatever, right? All these keywords mean that people want to actually buy and try something. And it's much better to rank for these keywords, even though they have low, low search volume, because most likely this keyword has a very, very low search volume. Let me see here. Even the brand name has a low search volume, right? Let's see here. I want to actually show you an example if there's actually a keyword for alternative. There isn't even, yeah. So this proves my point, right? There's so much low traffic that's easy to rank for, right? It's, I mean, it's not easy to rank for their brand name, but it's easy to rank for brand name alternative or comparison between X, Y, and Z, okay? So that's what you need to do. That's what we're doing. It's literally what we're doing, right? It's, again, focusing on high buying intent keywords, and also inside of that, leveraging our competitors by doing these comparison alternative pages that focus on these buying intent keywords, which tend to be competitor A alternative or this versus that, okay? Hopefully this is making sense, right? Now, third, it is leveraging free tools. This is a big, 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 big one, okay? Let me show you here what I'm talking about. So if I go here to my top pages and I type in free AI, let's see here. Why is it not working? Okay, free. So this tool right here, this page right here and this page right here, these are two free tools. Right? So again, like I said before, we allow you to generate, publish content, whatever. And this is a free tool that shows people a snippet of what we're able to do, right? It's completely free. People can go here and try it out, right? And then there's a call to action for them to try our product. This one as well, okay? And so these keywords, these pages, sorry, as you can see here, this page is ranking very, very low, right? And has only, already has 54 in traffic, right? Position 34 has 10 in traffic. And the keyword has 13,000 search volume, AI paragraph generator, paragraph writer, paragraph generator free. So all look at this one, paragraph generator, all these keywords have thousands and thousands and thousands of searches, right? And we're managing to rank up the rankings because we have tools dedicated to what people want to do, right? Free tools. Again, yes, we could rank our own main website for this, right? Because we do actually offer this. But if we offer a free tool and get it in rank for this keyword, people can actually try our product for free, right? And share with their friends, and then they're much more likely to buy our paid version. Because again, after the new generator, there's a call to action here. And Ahrefs, right, the tool that I'm using here, even does this. If we go here to Ahrefs free tools, and actually they're ranking first for this keyword. Let me go here to organic keywords, and I'll show you what's happening here. So for the keyword introduction generator, if I go here to the SERP, Ahrefs, I think it's Ahrefs that's ranking. Not really, it's not Ahrefs right here. Let me just see here. Generator, let me just close this right here. AI paragraph generator. I think Ahrefs has the number one position for this. Yeah, Ahrefs. Free AI paragraph generator, right? This has 25,889 in traffic every single month, right? And they're ranking first, right? And the tools that are using is this one right here, Ahrefs free tools. Right? They have a bunch of free tools that they offer. Keyword generator, keyword difficulty checker, a bunch more stuff, right? All these are free tools from them, right? And so what they're doing here, again, is they're leveraging, they're essentially making a free version of their product and putting it out there and ranking it for those keywords to have people test the product for free. And of course, eventually, if they like the free version, they'll try the paid one. And again, that's exactly what we're doing. Again, if we go here to top pages, these two, we only have two tools for now, right? We only have these two tools, right? But they're already getting traffic and ranking for several keywords, okay? Now, it's not just about building the tools and building the pages. You also have to do link building, but we'll go over that later on. Okay, but these pages, as you can see, are ranking quite fast. Okay, these free tools. And again, our goal isn't to make money with these pages. But again, the buying intent of these pages and what they offer to the user is very, very high because they're looking for a free version of our product. We offer them a free version, then they have a call to action for them to actually try our product in full. Okay. So big one. Now, this is hard to do, and this won't work for every single niche. Canva does this. I've recorded a video in the past on Canva's SEO strategy. They grew how big they are because of this, right? It's insane. Veed.io also does this. Veed.io also does this. The free tool SEO strategy is insane and super powerful, and people make millions of dollars every single day, every single month with this, right? Canva does this. I think Ahrefs also does it, and it's for a reason, right? Because it works, right? And even though, we might not ever outrank Ahrefs, I mean, with a keyword with 25,000 searches per month, even if we rank second, I mean, we can grab a lot of traffic, okay? So big, big one, and it's something that we're betting on. It's building out more and more free tools, okay? Because it does work, right? And again, it's focused on the buying intent. Fourth, link building, of course, it's crucial. Now, I won't dive deep in how to do link building. I have a bunch of videos on this channel. I even have a free course on how to build links, right? What links to build, how to build them, anchor texts, from where to build them, how to get niche edits, how to get guest posts in depth for free on this channel, right? Just go out and get it. I'll link it down below in the description. If I forget, let me know, but I'll link it down below, most likely in the description. But yeah, link building is crucial because SEO, right? SEO has three pillars, right? There's the on-page SEO, right? On-page SEO. There's off-page SEO, okay? Page, and there's technical SEO, right? On page is anything that happens on the site, right? How you write the articles, what they say in them, why they say it, the keywords they target, the images, the videos, the internal links, the external links, all that is on page, right? technical SEO is boring stuff like schema markup, meta tags, and all that technical stuff like site speed and all that, right? Then we have off-page, which essentially is link building. How to acquire links, how many links to build to each pages, how to interlink the pages, all this is link building. It's crucial because you cannot succeed with SEO. You cannot rank first just by focusing on one pillar or just two pillars. You have to focus on three. Trust me, otherwise you will not rank, okay? Super, super, super important. And if you want to learn a bit more about on-page, there's also videos on your channel on how to do that, right? Again, link building is crucial, and don't think that you're going to rank first or second or third without it. It's super, super important, right? Whether you pay for links or acquire them organically, you need links to rank. Simple as that. And finally, last one is don't just focus on written SEO. This is a big one because, to be honest with you, this money doesn't just come from organic SEO or written SEO, okay? A lot of it comes from SEO on other places, and I've talked about this often, but Google and Bing, and I can get this here right, Google and Bing are both written SEO search engines. So you go here to the little box, you search for something, and then mostly written type of results appear, right? For example, YouTube or TikTok, right? These are video-based search engines. YouTube is the biggest video search engine in the world, right? You go here on YouTube, you search, same thing for TikTok, and video listings appear, right? Video listings appear, right? Amazon, eBay, or Etsy, right? These are product-based search engines. You search for something, all of them have a little search bar on top, and product listings appear, right? My point here is this, is that you don't have to just focus on written SEO. You gotta focus on video SEO too, and of course, depending on your product SEO, depending on what you're selling. Right? If you're a physical product, you should be on these search engines. So these are all search engines, right? And you cannot just focus on SEO for written. What we're doing is we're also focusing on SEO for YouTube, right? Again, for the keywords you want to rank for, like auto-blogging, automatic blog, automatically post a WordPress blog post to your LinkedIn profile, right? All those keywords, we record YouTube videos that are optimized to rank for those keywords. And they do rank on YouTube for those keywords, right? And if you want a video and if you want to learn how to do YouTube SEO, I also have a free course here on this channel. Again, I'll link it down below. Everything for free. You can watch it. You're going to learn how to rank videos on YouTube, okay? And so again, my point here is that do not focus just on written SEO because it's not what we're doing. And this money doesn't just come from written SEO. It comes from SEO on YouTube. We also do TikTok. We also do a bunch of other stuff, right? Search engine optimization means you're optimizing for a search engine. And every single site online, it is a search engine, right? So don't just commit the mistake of just going down the written SEO path because one, it's the most competitive one, and two, it takes a lot of time. While YouTube, if your product, of course, applies to this, some products will not apply to YouTube SEO or to video SEO in general, don't do it. But I mean, we're doing it and I want to be transparent on exactly what we're doing. So yeah, that's essentially it. That's what we're doing exactly step by step. That's our search engine optimization strategy to rank on Google and make money with it. Again, it goes by ranking and targeting for high buying intent keywords, leveraging our competitors' brand names to create comparison or alternative pages, creating these free tools that rank for these keywords that then get people to buy our product, right? Doing link building, which I did not cover here too much, but again, I have a free course on this, you know, how to build links, super, super, super important. And finally, not just focusing on written SEO, because that's a big, big mistake. And that's it. That's the whole video.